This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says it is airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon, and Russia is also contributing. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to stop the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci said if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths.
As long as you have any member of society, any demographic group who's not seriously trying to get to the end game of suppressing this, it will continue to smolder and smolder and smolder.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that he expects a safe and effective vaccine to receive approval by the end of this year and tens of millions of doses to be made available. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.39%, the S&P added 0.64%, and the NASDAQ was up by 0.52%. This is VOA News. The third biggest school district in the United States is dropping a plan to have students back in the classroom this fall. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After pushback from Chicago's powerful teachers union to a plan that would have had kids attend in-person classes 2 days a week, the city's mayor now says schools will rely on remote instruction to start the year. Los Angeles has also decided against reopening for in-person learning, while New York City plans a mix of kids in classrooms and learning from home. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, has not said if he'll accept that plan. The moves come as President Trump continues pushing for schools to fully reopen, telling Fox and Friends this morning it's safe for kids.
Children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
Though evidence suggests that's not true. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On America's southern doorstep, the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, the U.S. failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic is being laid bare, AP's Jennifer King reports.
In the month of July, Hidalgo County, Texas, reported more than 600 deaths, more than the Houston area, which is five times larger. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited a field hospital that's opened at the McAllen Convention Center.
This is going to be a very effective relief valve as needed for local hospitals.
Martha Torres, a nurse at Starr County Memorial Hospital, says she spent entire shifts calling other ICUs.
It was 49 calls that we had to make before we could secure a bed for this patient.
Rio Grande City Mayor Joel Villarreal says they need help.
Our house is burning, and we are no less American than other people in other parts of the country.
I'm Jennifer King.
A new report finds activity in the U.S. services sector picked up last month. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Most Americans work in the services sector, and the Institute for Supply Management says its index for it rose to a reading of 58.1 in July. That's a full point higher than June. The index had been in expansion territory for more than 10 years until plunging in April and May as the coronavirus pandemic hit the economy hard. Concerns remain about whether the service sector recovery will persist with the recent resurgence of confirmed cases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit has dropped for the first time in 4 months. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The trade deficit fell by 7.5% in June to about $50 billion, the first decrease since February. The Commerce Department says exports posted a record increase, rising an unprecedented 9%, while imports rose almost 5%. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.